Welcome to the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Dating Mastery for Women. I'm Cami Ellen, your host. I'm so happy that you're here with us once again. Each day during this virtual summit, you will learn tips and tools from our world-class experts on all things related to dating and attraction. And this wisdom will help you to date and relate with unshakable confidence and become a woman who can inspire a great love. We're standing for you to create nothing less than lasting, luscious love, your ultimate love life makeover. I am so happy to be introducing my next guest expert today, Dr. Andrea Pennington. Andrea is a multi-passionate and power mentor dedicated to raising the level of consciousness on and love on our planet, and she has personal professional development mentoring programs. She speaks on topics that are going to be so helpful for all of you who are listening, wanting to create great love in your lives and be out there dating with confidence. And so first, let me tell you just a little bit more about her, and we're going to dive right into our conversation. So Dr. Andrea Pennington, she's an integrative medicine physician, acupuncturist, international TEDx speaker, and a best-selling author. She specializes in self-love, resilience, sexual well-being, and meditation. As the host of Liberate Your Authentic Self and producer of Sensual Vitality TV, Andrea brings her unique nerdy blend of medical science, Chinese medicine, positive psychology, and meditation to really empower you to show up authentically, love passionately, and live orgasmically. Dr. Andrea is a regular health, beauty, and wellness expert featured on television and radio programs around the world. She's served as a luxury lifestyle and beauty reporter for Lux TV, providing daily reports on wellness-inspiring products, destinations, and events around the world for 4 years. As a highly sought-after television industry consultant, medical journalist, and author with 20-plus years experience in TV production, marketing, and media distribution, Dr. Andrea has successfully maintained national media attention as an on-air talent and a spokesperson for the largest global media brands, including Discovery Channel, The Oprah Winfrey Show, and Huffington Post. So I am so happy to welcome her. Dr. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Camille, and it's good to be with you.
Thank you for being here with us and bringing all your expertise to our audience. So I know that you have so much to share with the women who are with us, who are wanting to be out there and dating with confidence and mastery and creating great love in their lives. So where should we start? Where is a good place to start?
You know what? I always find that there are a couple of things that trip women up, at least the women that I see in my workshops and private sessions. And the two issues that I'd like to start with is, one, it's about what do you believe you deserve? And two, how in touch with your own sense of love, you know, self-love, how in touch with that are you right now? Mm-hmm. So if we start off with just, you know, what do you deserve in this life? I was really shocked to find out how many women, whether they were in relationships or still looking, how they felt like they almost didn't deserve to like be pampered or to have enough time to achieve orgasm, or they didn't almost even want to take certain gifts. And I'm like, wait. So you're telling me that you've been dreaming of this idea of having this Prince Charming who woos you and adores you, and then, but hidden deep within, you don't even really think you deserve it. And so I found that there were these women going to like law of attraction groups, and they were doing their vision boards, and they were getting like really dreamy, beautiful images. And I'm like, wow, that sounds like the kind of love life everyone would want. Right. But what I noticed is if you have this underlying belief that you're really not worth it, when that special someone shows up, many of them were finding that they would actually sabotage the relationship. Because whatever we hold within as our belief about what we're worthy of or what we deserve or what is right to accept, that's what we're going to emit to the world. And if some beautiful, handsome, or sexy person shows up and we're not ready to actually receive it, then many people will sabotage it. And that's what I want to prevent, because we live in a global world. Like here I am in the south of France and you're over there. Like we're we're miles apart and yet we feel so close. Yes. And now people are making these beautiful love connections with people in different countries that they actually find that really romantic and amazing. Yes. And it's like, you guys, there's no shortage anymore. Like even if you thought, okay, I come from this little small town, everybody knows each other. Not anymore. There is no shortage for us each to find that person who really resonates with us. So I think that that first thing is one of the things. What have you seen about with women who feel like they just actually don't deserve happiness or love?
I think it's so true. I mean, I just had a conversation with someone yesterday and I can speak to both of the points that you just mentioned, because she originally was seeing someone and it was not a great relationship. Looking back on it now, she wasn't really treated the way that she deserved to be treated. But at the time, she didn't even realize, you know, being inside of it, it just felt like, oh, I guess this is all I can have. And now she has a great love in her life. And she met him. He lives in another country. They originally met in this very random way and were just exchanging messages and getting to know each other. But now they're planning a future together. But you're so right about there not being a shortage. And, you know, to think outside of the box of, like you said, your small town or online dating or wherever you are, that the options are endless, really. But I think you're so right about feeling like you actually deserve to have that kind of love. And the person I was talking to said when she first met this person who is likely going to become her husband, she said she almost sabotaged it because he was too nice and it felt uncomfortable to her.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I hear that so often. I hear it so often because suddenly we get what we say we want. Oh, I want someone who's this and who does that. And then they show up and it's either we didn't really know what we really wanted, because then sometimes being too nice is boring. Let's just be honest.
Right.
We all boring. Some of us that are like, oh my God, I have never had so much love. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I really want to talk about point number two, which is how much do you love yourself? How much are you willing to be filled up with your own love for who you really are? Because when women were telling me that they had so much love being poured at them, and they're like, I didn't grow up in a family that was overtly lovey-dovey and all of that. Like, it's like you were lucky if you got like a nice job on your report card or a hug, yeah, you know, at a birthday. But other than that, they grew up in a pretty much bland in terms of the love word. And so all of a sudden to have it flooding on them, they were just like, whoa, I don't really know what to do with that. And so I really encourage women to go on this journey of what would it be like if you dated yourself? Like, what would it be like if you nurtured and pampered yourself to get used to what it feels like to have all that attention, to get used to giving yourself permission to take time to eat or to get ready. Like, I think women, because we typically take care of so many other people and we put ourselves so far down on that list, if we make it on the list at all, that we don't even take the time to nurture ourselves, to be in relationship with ourselves. And I'm not saying you can't start dating. I'm just saying at the same time, think about what it means as you're getting ready. Not just for that person, that special someone, but like, what does it feel like to give yourself that extra attention to, you know, maybe accentuate your cheekbones or your cute little derriere? Because when we really are in touch with whatever qualities about ourselves that we can appreciate, you know, we all come in different shapes and sizes, but eventually you got to just love the body that you're given, okay? Because we could be trying to do makeup and push up and touch ups forever. But find what you like about yourself and celebrate that and cherish it. Because, getting back to that law of attraction thing, when we can really spend time nurturing and loving and pampering ourselves, we are going to emit that energy out there. We're going to be vibrating at such a high level that the people that would be attracted to us are going to be like, what's she on? I want some of that.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we don't have to be so needy looking for someone else to make us feel special and needy looking for someone else to give us affection. Then anything that they give us is like icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. And it's not about saying you don't deserve it from them too. You will get it. But it's about recognizing that if we fill ourselves up first with that genuine sense of who am I as a being on this planet? Who am I as a sensual woman? How do I stir up that energy in myself so that I bring it into this relationship with a sense of fullness, not a sense of lack and gimme? And you know that there's a very different energy. And we see it all the time when people go out on that first date, and you can see when they're in that kind of, are you the one? Or are you going to fill me up?
You want to be so married?
Attractive. Exactly. Right?
So what do you recommend for women who, because I think a lot of times, like the person I just mentioned, I think sometimes this is outside of our awareness that we're even showing up that way. So what do you recommend for women to really expand their own consciousness or their own sense of who it is they are and what it is they're deserving and how they're showing up? What if they're just feeling like, well, I don't know. I just keep attracting these same guys. I don't know what I'm doing. What do you suggest in order to have a deeper awareness of how they're showing up and what they're vibrating and this sense of deservedness to really expand that?
You know, I've been teaching this for the last few years, and there are very simple core principles of getting to know yourself. So there's two approaches. One is in the book that I just wrote, I Love You Me. Mm-hmm. I lead people through a 5-step cornerstone process, which helps you get in touch with who you are. Mm. And it's really, it seems like so basic because many of us will have been to a workshop or we've read these books with these same principles, but nobody's gone home and done the work.
Yeah.
So I would invite women to actually take the time to, it's almost like if you really wanted to put yourself out there, right? If we were going out for a job interview, we would be looking online, figuring out about that company. What are they really looking for? What's their company ethic and their vision? And then we would try to like doctor up our resume and make sure that we, you know, we did some research. So now I want you to take that same energy and apply it to yourself and really looking at, well, where did all of my beliefs about love come from? You know, looking at what were the things that were modeled for me at home, you know, whether you grew up with a divorced family, like what, which was the case for me, or, you know, did your grandparents sleep in different beds? You know, so many grandparents, you know, they had either separate twin beds or they were in different
separate rooms.
Like what were the imprints that you took on from just family and observation? How much have you been influenced by the media? So it's a matter of finally just going within and saying, okay, I have all these ideas about love and stuff. Where did they come from? And is any of this true for me? And what do I really think is possible? And what do I really want? And then looking again at yourself and your traits. I think a lot of people that I've worked with try to fit themselves into whatever they think their partner wants, which is so futile. We end up trying to be something that we think they want. We don't even know if it's what they really want. And then when we get in that little box, we're not happy because we're not living our authentic self. And it's hard to keep up those, you know, fake identities. So it's about looking at yourself. And some of the exercises I put in one of my books, you can go take all of these things for free, all of these sorts of assessments, and then journaling about it. One is the Values in Action survey. So the viacharacter.org, totally free. It really is going to help you look at what are your character traits and values? Because, you know, there's this common saying that if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And so by really getting clear on what do I value? What is really true for me? Not because my parents told me, not because society, not because I see all my girlfriends who were getting married and they're, no, like what is true for you? And then how do I really embody that? Have I been giving in to other people's expectations? Have I been downplaying some of my strengths or my character traits either to make people feel better or whatever. Because I think this whole idea of unraveling how we've been programmed and brainwashed and socialized through the media, our peers, our religion, our family, like once you unravel all of that, and the reason I like all these worksheets and questionnaires is because then you can start to see it in black and white.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you can say, okay, is this true for me? Which parts of this are true and what do I want to live forward? Because if you grew up with a family that was abusive or emotionally distant or whatever, you can perpetuate that if you don't get conscious about looking at, you know, what are the things that triggered you or triggered people in your past. So the idea about self-awareness is so thrown around these days, but I want women to become like detectives and almost your own investigator.
Yeah.
Just to call this stuff what it is so that you can move on to the next phase, which is clearing out the stuff that doesn't fit, healing the wounds of the past, because we carry so much into our futures based on what we've experienced, including, I'm not just saying the bad stuff, but you know, the other things that are sort of neutral that we think, oh, well, everybody has to accept that their partner might cheat or their partner might whatever. We have got to sort of clear and clean the slate so that we can really know what's true for me and what do I want to carry forward. Does that make sense? I know that sounds like
a lot of sense. Yeah. And also
it's the scientist in me, I think.
Yeah,
that likes
it makes so much sense. And from what I've seen, I mean, these types of questions, they're so powerful and you get these realizations and insights so quickly when you ask the questions. I mean, it can even, I've seen, you know, worked with clients before where I'll ask them something like that. So where did you learn that about love? And it's like instant tears. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
It's how I saw my mother. It's what I saw with my parents. So it's, but it's not normally asking the self those questions. So it's not really, you don't think about it as a blueprint or as, you know, something that, oh, this is what I was taught, but this isn't the only reality. There's another reality out there. Wow, what a concept.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what you're saying, to take the time to identify all of that and realize this, that there's more than what I've learned and how I've been living my life through it up until now.
Right, which puts us into a better position of control, or at least, you know, the appearance of control, because then we get to be the author of our, you know, our heroine life journey, instead of being reactionary or just taking whatever comes our way. We can start to define who we are as a character in our, you know, heroic story. We can start to define better boundaries to look at someone that we're dating to notice the red flags sooner.
Yeah,
you know, so many of the women, you mentioned this before, like, how come I keep attracting the same kind of people? You know, if you don't ever take the time to look at that, you will continue in those same cycles. But once you get into the power position, it's a matter of, and I don't mean in an aggressive, masculine power way. I mean, just recognizing I don't have to take just anything that comes my way. I don't have to put up with the abuse or the whatever that I may have seen or experienced in the past. I get to define who I am, what my standards are, and that allows me to better evaluate the people that come to me. And that also allows them to treat me how I want to be treated.
Mm. It sounds so magnetic, that type, you know, showing up that way out in the world. Yeah. And I feel like I would love to hear a little bit about, as you talked about at the beginning of our conversation, you were talking about taking the time and the space, and you were mentioning orgasm. And I know a lot of women, you know, sex and sexuality comes up on dates, and not knowing how to navigate that and when to sleep with someone, when not to, and all of those kinds of boundaries, but also feeling like there's a sense of, well, I don't want to give the wrong impression. You know, I don't want to show up too sensual or too much and have him think something of me that I don't want him to think. So how does a woman navigate all of that, plus tap into her sensuality and sexuality just to, so that she is in this space of vitality as she's out there dating?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about all of this?
Well, it comes back to, again, the sense of ownership, yeah. Ownership of our sensuality and our vitality. And by owning it, I mean, we need to recognize that we have all of this beautiful sensual energy, and there's erotic energy, and they're two different things. Eroticism is about joining with a beloved into that sexual dance, whereas mm-hmm. sensuality is what we are as human beings. We have these senses so that we, in the most basic crude terms, so that we gravitate towards the things that continue our survival, and we mm-hmm. stay away from the things that would threaten us. That's why we have these senses. But if you think about your life in terms of joy and fulfillment, the reason I want people to live orgasmically is because the orgasm is the explosion of energy. It's that explosion of creative potential that starts life. And we are divine, you know, we are a mirror of the divine. We can start life through that creative impulse. But what would happen if you took the time to figure out what turns you on? And then what would happen if you allowed your senses, all of them, not just touching you there, mm-hmm. but allowed all of your senses to turn you on? And not because you're looking to fulfill that with someone else. When your partner is there and it's the right one, oh yeah, it's going to be explosive. But what would happen if you were naturally turned on by yourself? Mm. And I'm not saying we don't need partners, although they are optional for what I suggest. Mm. But in my book, The Orgasm Prescription, I have a 21-day program. And it's part of the free gift for us, everyone listening. So you can go to 21daysofbliss.com. Totally free. You can do the exact 21-day program that's in my book. And for 21 days, you will get 3 exercises. So you'll have sort of a morning meditation, a guided thing, so that you really start to figure out, what do I want this day to be about? You'll have a midday sexploration activity. Again, mm-hmm. it's about turning on your senses. And then you'll have an evening thing to do. And for 21 days, you are going to learn how to tune into your senses so you turn yourself on as a sensual being. Now, if you already are dating someone, yes, you will find that they are going to be like, what the heck just did you? Because when you turn yourself on, it's natural biology. When we're turned on, we start to emit pheromones that just basically say, hey, I'm hot, I'm ready. Now, you will have to engage the higher brain centers, you know, to kind of be aware of the type of people that you let into your energy space. Yeah. Especially as a woman, we are the receivers of sexual energy. So you do want to be conscious. But once you get turned on and you learn that every sensual thing can create an orgasmic experience, everything from looking at a sunset to looking at the soap bubbles while you're doing dishes. Oh. If you really tuned in to this divine instrument that we've been given, you will find your sexual energy flowing. It's just a natural part of life. I mean, these energy, chi, prana, ki, whatever you want to call the divine life force energy that flows through us, it's meant to be flowing. And so when you do get out into the dating world, and people will see you, they will see it in your face, men and women, not just sexual attraction. They will see that you are lit up and they will want to know. They it's will attractive. Be drawn to it. It is so attractive. It's so magnetic because we're drawn to life. Now remember what I said about this, it's kind of crude. We're drawn to things that would promote our life going in a positive way, and we're repelled by the things that are a threat to us. That's just our natural reptilian part of the brain. So when someone sees you lit up and turned on, and not in that needy energy, you're just like bubbling, they're going to be attracted to that because you are emitting life force energy. So
I love that.
That is where I would say, take a start. Take 21 days, do the 21 Days of Bliss program. You are going to be so tuned into yourself. You will know yourself, your body, your likes, your dislikes. You'll start to see what happens with other people. And that's going to set you up for the most magnetic, explosive, and orgasmic living possible.
Gorgeous. Well, I can't believe we are out of time already. The time has gone by so quickly, but you've given such wonderful tools and things to think about for women in terms of the self-love and this orgasmic living. And I love what you're saying about thinking about it as when you are turned on in this way and living in this orgasmic way, all the senses enhanced and lit up, that you're actually emitting life. And that's why people are drawn to you. It's not the sense of being overly sexualized. It's that, you know, people are seeing the life in me. And that yes. is, wow, that's powerful.
It is. It is. So try it on.
Oh, so any last words before on the topic, before we wrap? Or I know you have a free gift. Was there anything else that you want to share as we come to a close?
I would just remind everyone listening that you already are a gift to the world. So this is about sharing your presence with passion. Know that you are worthy of love, you are worthy of happiness, and you already have everything you need within you to attract that beautiful, divine, beloved that you're looking for. So trust that, know that, get in touch with that, and own it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Andrea, for being with us today. I really appreciate
it. My pleasure.
And all of you who are with us, listening or watching, thank you so much for being here with us for the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Summit. Make sure that you take advantage of Dr. Andrea's free gift. It's just below the video or audio that you're watching or listening to. And after you take advantage of that, make sure you check out the details about the Ultimate Love Life Makeover VIP package. You can see all those details below, or you can visit ultimatelovelifemakeover.com/VIP. We appreciate having you with us and look forward to being with you again for more of the Ultimate Love Life Makeover Summit. Thank you so much and take care. Bye-bye.